Chapter 24. The swarm of dropships hurtled down from the void, trailing tails of fire as they cut through the atmosphere. There was no order to their flight, no carefully aligned formation or smooth, efficient flight path. The World Eaters returned to Genna in a storm of noise and speed, with their Primarch at the vanguard. A curious sensation rushed over Khan as he snarled in his restraint throne beside his father. Angron and his reborn sons strained at the leash, desperate to take to the field. Each of them felt the energy, something they had all experienced once before, but that had long since been forgotten. For the first time since he had taken up a blade for the Emperor on Terra, war felt new to Khan. Of the 1,000 that Angron had taken with him from the Legion fleet, most of Khan's 8th Assault Company were there with him, their scalps raw from the butcher's nails freshly hammered into their heads. As the ground rushed up to meet the invading legionaries, several of them didn't wait until the gunships had come to a hover before clawing open the airlocks and leaping from their holds, dropping dozens of meters to land with bone-crushing force on the ground below. They sprang to their feet without pause, sprinting towards the enemy as though nothing had happened.
"And this is how it should have been, Khan," said Angron, as the Primarch rose from his own restraint throne in the hold of their Stormbird.
Khan stood as well, moving at his father's side towards the lowering assault ramp.
"Now this Legion's history can truly begin."
Genna spilled out before Khan as the ramp descended. Hatred spiked within him, and the black twist he had gouged into his flesh burned. They leapt down, hitting the ground at a run, Angron laughing as he revved Widowmaker's teeth. Khan found himself laughing alongside his genesire, weapon raised, its tracks of bladed teeth blurring. He would inflict a terrible vengeance upon this world and its uncanny abominations.
The rage, the power that the nails sent screaming through his blood, it felt pure. The violence he would wreak, the slaughter, it felt right.
The Genans had suffered catastrophic losses in the first invasion. Enough of their population had died across the planet to drive any other civilization of comparable size into extinction. But as the World Eaters had learned, the true Genans had yet to reveal themselves. Their proxies came out in a smiling, robed multitude once more, though this time in a fraction of the number they had before. Several showed clear and horrific injuries, many with disparate portions of their hairless skulls quickly salvaged and soldered together, so that they stared out at the coming World Eaters with mismatched eyes. The Genans were expecting Parley. They believed that any rational being would have seen the horror and destruction of the past conflict and seek out an alternative means to bring about a resolution. They believed they could convince the Emperor's minions to overlook this single insignificant world and allow them to pursue their transcendence in peace. Gone was the phalanx, the measured march of the shield wall and gleam of polished spear tips. Khan and the other World Eaters had run since they made planetfall, and they ran faster as they caught sight of the Genon's modest horde. With Angron at their head, Widowmaker screaming in his fists, they did not even slow down. The two sides met, coming together like a siege hammer striking paper. Robed bodies flew back through the air amidst gouts of yellow blood. World Eaters ripped them apart, fighting as though they were wild beasts and not space marines. The false people simply did not have the overwhelming numbers of the last battle, and they could not slow or stand against any of the enraged World Eaters as the warriors hacked and tore their way through them. Not one of the legionaries stopped to admire their kills, still sprinting forward and killing anything that came within reach. The scant few Genans that were left standing simply froze as the legionaries passed them by, the minds controlling them struggling to process what was happening. They watched as the World Eaters, minds aflame with the butcher's nails, entered their city, and the Genans counted their lives in hours. They ran in loose packs at first, but that didn't last long. Each World Eater became his own army, going wherever the nails led him as he surged down the avenues of Malkoia and butchered everything he saw. The vox came alive with an endless disjointed chorus of laughing and spitting and screaming, all set to the throaty roar of active chain blades. It was not long before they depleted their ammunition. Each of the world-eaters relished the dry click as the chamber ran hollow. The nails set afire within their skulls, and they celebrated it as they threw their bolt-guns aside, forgotten. Now they could focus solely upon killing by hand. Khan was lost, drowning himself in the slaughter. With a chain axe roaring in each hand, he buried them in body after body until they became so clogged with yellowed gore that the teeth could no longer move. He came across a world-eater squatting over a dead Genon, his head jerking this way and that as he ate the corpse. Khan left him to do as he pleased. He followed Angron, who moved like a hurricane towards the central spire of the city, where in his heart he knew the true enemy awaited. The path of slaughter leading to the real inhabitants of Genna was an unbroken chain of brutalized false humanity. Simulacrum littered the ground in various states of butchery, all torn limb from limb and ripped to tatters by chain blades and bare transhuman hands. Before the central spire, the proxies had massed, hoping to repel the invaders just as they had in the previous battle at the gates. But they had lost the overwhelming numbers, and just as they were unaffected by morale in the face of the coming violence, they now stood against a foe who no longer knew restraint. The slaughter continued. The butcher's nails propelled the world-eaters to untold heights of brutality, and the Genons could not have stopped them with 10 times their numbers. Like heathen marauders of old Earth, the legionaries tore down the entrance to the spire, swarming within and laying waste to all they found. Khan was pulling a false man's head from its shoulders when he heard the Primarch's voice.
"Come, Khan," said Angron, pointing the dripping head of Widowmaker towards a wide maglev platform. "Let us finish this."
Khan's breath feathered out before him as the platform descended, coming in quick, impatient jets. With a dull thud of engaging locks, the world-eaters arrived before the minds that had controlled the insurgency against them. They faced their true enemy at long last. Banks of crystal pods lined the walls in a cold blue honeycomb that stretched 100 meters high. Within each of the pods, surrounded by thrumming machinery and thick spools of industrial cabling, was a human. Their bodies were pale, emaciated things, their spines curled and their flesh discoloured and swollen with cancerous growths. Khan rampaged through the chamber, closely followed by Garl and Serlac, who was looking from pod to pod at the miserable creatures housed within. With only a few moments to evaluate them, Garland conveyed that the systems the real Genons had built around themselves were capable of prolonging and sustaining their lives, but not reversing the genetic disorders that had brought their civilization to this nightmarish point. Most of the Genons were still, bobbing gently in fetal repose, their withered bodies riven with snarls of cables. There were some, though, that were conscious. They stared out with weak, cloudy eyes, unable to move their atrophied limbs as the world-eaters advanced towards them. Khan doubted they could see the world-eaters clearly, but he knew terror when he saw it, and the Genons were terrified.
"How many are there?"
asked Khan. His voice was sharp and tense, nearly biting the words. Even speaking was difficult now, as the nails demanded he continue the slaughter. His hands clenched and unclenched around his weapons as he visualized himself tearing one of the cradles open to see how much the pitiful things inside could bleed.
"Perhaps 1,000, said Garland. "Maybe a few more. Astonishing that so few minds could create and inhabit billions of bodies. Think of it."
Khan gave the apothecary a savage grin.
"What would the Martian priests think of such a thing?"
Garland grinned, breathing out a short laugh.
"Oh, the Magi would pore over this place, leaving no secret unfound. Vel'Keredar would wring every scrap of knowledge from here, and then he would burn it to the ground. Better that I have it, and I will decide which secrets I tell them
Serlac turned to the Primarch.
Father, I must be allowed to study them. With these secrets, I could create entire generations of legionaries in a fraction of the time it takes with the Emperor's science.
Angron looked upon the Genons for a long moment, his scarred features twisted by disgust.
No warriors here.
He spat on the ground and turned away. The ground shook with Angron's steps as he left the chamber.
Do what you like with these miserable things, apothecary. Just make them dead by the end of it.
Garland bowed.
As you command, sire.
Khan lingered before one of the pods, watching the twisted human inside wriggle and squirm beneath his gaze. The markings along the pod were in the bizarre language of the Genons, but a chill crept up Khan's spine as he deciphered the name. Ona.
Why?
Khan snarled at the wretch's psychic intrusion that sent his butcher's nails haywire.
Why could you not leave us in peace?
Khan's axe smashed into the pod. He didn't hear Garland Serlac cry out, demanding he stop as he hacked into the reinforced crystal until it shattered, spilling Ona out onto the ground in a wash of amniotic filth. He took the Genon by the throat, tearing free the life-sustaining cables from his emaciated flesh as he raised him to eye level.
Because this galaxy belongs to us,
hissed Khan, as he drew back his axe.
And in our galaxy, there is only war.